Picture this. Majestic mountains, serene monasteries, vibrant prayer flags, you know, just catching the breeze, and then humming server farms, thousands of Bitcoin mining rigs. Yeah, today's deep dive takes us to Bhutan, this tiny Himalayan nation making a pretty surprising gamble on cryptocurrency.
It really is a fascinating juxtaposition. Bhutan, the land of gross national happiness, right?
Yeah.
Known for its focus on well-being, environmental sustainability, and then secretly building a Bitcoin empire. Like, this isn't just interesting, it's baffling.
So riddle me this. How does a nation that prioritizes happiness above all else end up entangled with something as volatile, as energy-intensive as Bitcoin? Help me connect these dots.
Well, you have to look at Bhutan's unique position, geographically and economically. This is a small, landlocked country nestled between, well, two Asian giants, right? China and India. And any significant move they make, especially in, you know, with CAC finance, it's going to raise some eyebrows.
It's like being the intriguing new neighbor in a quiet cul-de-sac. Everyone wants to know the story. But beyond the geopolitical intrigue, Bhutan relies heavily on hydropower, right? From those glacial rivers and tourism for its income. How does Bitcoin mining even fit into that equation?
And that is where things get even more interesting, right? Because, as you know, Bitcoin mining requires a colossal amount of energy. We're talking a single mine could consume more electricity than a small city. And Bhutan has several.
Hold on. I need a minute to process this. We're talking about a country that measures its success in gross national happiness, secretly amassing a Bitcoin fortune. A fortune worth a reported $750 million. That's more than twice the value of El Salvador's Bitcoin holdings. And they went, I mean, all in, right? Bitcoin on billboards, the whole nine yards. What's the strategy here?
That is the million-dollar question, right? Bhutan managed to keep this entire operation under wraps for years. It only came to light through some recent investigative reporting and some leaks from bankrupt crypto lenders. Imagine the intrigue. This tiny nation, often overlooked on the world stage, is quietly mining Bitcoin at a scale that rivals much larger countries.
Okay, so we have got a real head-scratcher here. Why the secrecy? Why Bitcoin? Why Bhutan? And most importantly, what are the potential consequences? Buckle up, listeners, because this deep dive is about to get a little bumpy. Let's rewind the clock a little bit to 2019, when Bitcoin was valued at around $5,000. What was happening in Bhutan around that time?
Well, even back then, Bhutan was facing some, you know, some economic headwinds. They were already grappling with a growing trade deficit, and their foreign currency reserves were dwindling.
And then the pandemic hit in 2020. Tourism, one of their major sources of income, must have taken a nosedive.
Exactly. They were in a tight spot, and it seems like they saw an opportunity in Bitcoin. Think about it. Bhutan has this abundance of hydroelectric power. Bitcoin was relatively cheap at the time, and the potential for profit, well, it was alluring, especially for a nation facing economic uncertainty.
So while the rest of the world was scrambling to contain the pandemic, Bhutan was quietly laying the groundwork for their Bitcoin venture. Did they start small and then scale up as the price of Bitcoin rose?
That seems to be the case. By 2021, there were reports of Bhutan importing millions of dollars worth of computer chips, the kind used in those, you know, energy-hungry mining rigs.
So it's clear they were ramping up their mining operations. But here's what I find intriguing. One of the largest Bitcoin mines is reportedly located on the grounds of a failed government project called Education City.
Ah, yes, Education City, a project meant to transform Bhutan into like a world-class education hub. Ultimately, it was scrapped in 2014 after numerous setbacks.
And in a twist of irony, the infrastructure left behind from this, well, this abandoned utopia becomes the perfect setting for a secretive Bitcoin mine. Talk about your unexpected plot twists.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it? Was this like a calculated risk from the start? Did they anticipate the failure of Education City and see a future opportunity in its remnants?
All right, so we've set the scene. A nation grappling with economic uncertainty, a global pandemic, a secretive Bitcoin mining operation, and a ghost town resurrected as a kind of digital gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to unpack. After the break, we'll dive deeper into the potential consequences of Bhutan's gamble, the risks, the rewards, and the unanswered questions that lie ahead. Stick with us. Welcome back to The Deep Dive, where we are trying to make sense of Bhutan's surprising, I mean really surprising, jump into the world of Bitcoin. Before the break, we had a lot of questions, like was this a desperate gamble or was this a really smart move strategically?
Well, you know, on the one hand, it's kind of understandable why Bhutan might see Bitcoin as a potential, like, lifeline, right? I mean, it's a way to diversify revenue, you know, maybe rely less on tourism, even make a profit from those those notorious Bitcoin price swings. Because remember, Bitcoin's value, I mean, it's skyrocketed in recent years, and even a small investment, well, it can generate massive returns.
Yeah, it's like playing roulette, but with a whole new set of rules. And the stakes are way higher than just a few chips. Imagine Bhutan making a fortune if they time it right.
Right. And beyond the money, the potential financial gains, there's also the chance for Bhutan to be a regional, like a hub for blockchain, not just mining, right?
Yeah.
But this could attract foreign investment expertise, you know, boost their whole tech sector, maybe even transform Bhutan into a tech leader in their region.
Okay, so it's win-win. They diversify their economy, potentially make some serious Bitcoin profits, and they become a leader in this booming blockchain world. It sounds like they have a good plan.
Well, it does sound good, but we can't ignore the elephant in the room, or maybe I should say the dragon in the mountains. Bhutan is, well, they're famous for being environmentally conscious, right? I mean, their commitment to sustainability, it's really deeply rooted in their culture and their policies.
I was just thinking that. How does this massive energy, for the Bitcoin mining, how does that line up with their environmental goals? Don't they want to be carbon neutral?
That is the question. And it's a major concern for a lot of people. Their hydropower has been so important to how they've done things sustainably. But mining Bitcoin at this scale, it could really strain their power grid, especially in the dry season when they rely on electricity imports from India. And those imports, well, they're often from less, you know, sustainable sources.
So their Bitcoin gamble could actually work against their environmental goals. That's a high price to pay.
It definitely makes the story more complicated. And remember, we were talking about that Education City project. One of the biggest Bitcoin mines, it's located right on those grounds.
Are you serious? That's like something out of a movie, an abandoned utopia reborn as this secretive Bitcoin mine.
It really makes you think, right? Was this always the plan?
Mm-hmm.
Did they know that Education City would fail and think, hey, this is a perfect opportunity?
So we've got a nation dealing with economic uncertainty, right? And a global pandemic,
yeah.
And a secret Bitcoin mining operation. And on top of that, a ghost pound that's now a digital gold mine. That is a lot to think about. After the break, we're going to go even deeper into what could happen because of Bhutan's gamble, the good and the bad. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yeah.
We've really been uncovering, I mean, this is big, this whole Bhutan Bitcoin situation, from those incredible mountain landscapes all the way to like these kind of clandestine mines. It's a story for the books.
Yeah, the mystery of it all. It really sucks you in, doesn't it? I mean, you've got this nation, not exactly a major player on the world stage, right? But they managed to keep this whole thing quiet for years. I mean, remember El Salvador?
It's totally different.
Oh, totally. El Salvador was like, Bitcoin, we love it. Look at us, everyone. And then there's Bhutan, like, just quietly mining away. So what are they thinking long term? What's the plan?
Well, that's what everyone wants to know. Are they going to be like a crypto giant?
Yeah.
A place where blockchain just explodes? Or, you know, maybe they're just playing it safe, hoping Bitcoin can help their economy, you know, stabilize things a bit. It's hard to say. High risk, high reward, that's for sure. But here's something else, right? Bhutan just, they launched this digital ID app, and it's decentralized, which to me, that says they're thinking bigger than just, you know, Bitcoin mining. This blockchain thing, they see potential.
Right, exactly. It's not just about like making a quick buck. This digital ID that could change how their government works, make things more open, maybe even more efficient. Who knows? Maybe it ties into their whole gross national happiness thing, you know, giving people more say.
So it's not just the money. It's about how they can use this tech to change things up. Adds a whole other layer to the story, doesn't it? But still, the big question is, will it work?
That's the million-dollar question. No one knows if Bitcoin's going to go up or down. Is this going to be a huge success for them or a big problem? But here's the thing. This whole situation with Bhutan, it shows how fast things are changing. Technology is everywhere, even in the most remote places, and everyone's trying to figure it out. It's a really interesting time.
It really is. A lot of risks, potentially huge rewards, and Bhutan's right there in the thick of it. Well, that wraps up this deep dive, everyone. Thanks for joining us on this journey to the Himalayas and, well, into the future, really.